Mountain, Baby, I Love Your Way on BBC Radio Manchester. I'm Becky Want. It's almost 20 to 4, Tuesday afternoon, 3rd of July. You wouldn't think it, would you? And the Children's Book Festival, the Manchester Children's Book Festival, is well underway. And there is a reading relay involved as well. That started yesterday. We're going to find out what that is in just a minute. But first of all, Festival Directors James Draper and Kay Chu are here. Good afternoon. First of all, yes, what is the Children's Book Festival? What are you trying to do with it?
Well, it's the idea is to put something on in the city which is a focus for children's reading and children's writing, encourage young people to engage with literature, but also with creative activities, give them the opportunity to meet authors, to see authors read from their work, and also to set up opportunities where they can produce their own creative pieces, whether it's actual stories or whether it's illustrations to go along with stories. So really it's to inspire children, young people, to get creative.
To get creative, yeah. And to read books.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be lovely.
That's
if it. You could sort my 14-year-old yeah. out, I'll be forever grateful.
Send them to us. Well,
I tell you what, I've been trying for 14 years to get him to read a book, and it is stony ground, but anyway, that's my problem. How long has the book festival been going, Kay?
We did a 4-day pilot in 2010, but this is only the second book festival.
And there are still some events, aren't there, still coming up?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got 79 events running over 11 days, and we're on day 6 now. So we've had quite a few, but there's a lot coming up. We've got Jacqueline Wilson tonight, but please don't anybody come down to that. That's completely sold out. Tomorrow we've got Ian McMillan at the Royal Northern College of Music. On Thursday night we've got Philip Pullman at the University. On Saturday night we've got Michael Rosen at the Zed Art Centre. And on Sunday afternoon we've got Caroline Duffy, the Poet Laureate, and her musician at the Royal Northern College of at the Royal Exchange. Sorry.
So you've pulled together some big names.
Yeah, and there's just
you?
A few tickets for those. We've also got lots and lots of free activities running at partner organisations across the city.
And you better tell us what your website is so that we can log on and find out.
www.mcbf.org.uk.
Okay, now I mentioned a reading relay, and this is your brainchild, but I think the baton was taken up by one of your students, Kevin, who is with us now. So yes, Kevin, you explain what the reading relay is.
The reading relay is really for everybody, and this has now been taken outside of the UK to be able to celebrate and support children's literature and creativity, whether that be writing a short story, a poem, shopping list, anything that you can be creative and, you know, show to everybody. We've got a website, a blog that's attached to the website, where everybody can just post their events of what they're doing with their family. You know, a child might be reading to their mum or vice versa. They could be just sat there writing out a little poem during an afternoon. If anybody can take a snap of that or record a video or an audio, send it to me, then I'll get that posted on the blog. And it's just a continuation of celebration of literature. Like I say, we've got
This started very small, didn't it?
Yes, it was only meant to be really for schools and people in Manchester. But now today I've had a photo of three generations of a family in Tokyo in a train. I've got posts coming in from Brazil, Australia, China. We've got Hong Kong and Beijing in China, actually. So we want it to actually turn global, because we know how literature, you know, has a very powerful development in children's minds. And if we can see parents, you know, supporting that, then even better for us.
Okay, we'll talk some more. We'll just check out what's happening on the roads of Greater Manchester, then back to the Manchester Children's Book Festival.
BBC Radio Manchester, 2020 traffic.
Just a reminder, you can
Basic
now get
at
on
breakfast.
To the-
back tomorrow morning from 6.
BBC Radio Manchester.
Back talking about the Manchester Children's Book Festival, and this really is the first proper year of the book festival.
Yes, yeah,
right. We've got two directors here, James Draper and Kay Chu, and also we've got Kevin here, whose brainchild is, I think it's fair to say, the reading relay that you heard about, that started out as just a kind of a single event, really, at Longsight Library. You came up with the idea, but you didn't quite know where to go with
we
it.
We didn't know what to do until Kevin
came. Didn't know what to do. You like the idea of a relay, yeah. A reading relay. And it did start very small, and now it's kind of really, really mushroomed, hasn't it? So is the website the same, though?
On the actual mcbf.org.uk, you can follow a link, Reading and Writing Relay, and it is really simple to follow the instructions on there on how to post your coverage. Like I say, you can do video, audio, or photos.
Yeah. Just books, really, literature.
Just being books, the, yeah. Exactly. We had an under 1-year-old reading to her mum this morning on a rug. So obviously that was just great to see. The child's creativity already blooming.
Yeah, no, isn't it just? How do you get children to read, just out of interest?
I think it's about making it exciting to them. It's a book festival, not a literature festival. It's not about literacy, so we're not trying to force books on kids. Most of the events that we've had have been really exciting. I mean, we've just come away from one this afternoon at the Powerhouse Sports Centre in Moss Side, and we've been looking at health and nutrition through performance poetry, comedy performance poetry, with kids from 4 to 12 all sitting there taking part, getting up, being a digestive system as part of the show, completely like interactive. But those kids will go away inspired by words, basically. Yeah. And I think that's the beauty of it.
And the interactive elements, that's very important for us. And it's important that it's a reading and writing relay. So as well as people reading books and blogging about that, we also want to know what people are writing, what they're producing. And they can put that on the blog as well, because the festival's based in the writing school at Manchester Metropolitan University. And it's very important for us.
Absolutely.
Because these are the writers of the future. We want to encourage them to be producing work and capturing their ideas.
Of course, yes. And you've got a family fun day on Saturday?
Yes,
we had our one family fun day this Saturday just gone in the Geoffrey Manton building on Oxford Road at MMU. Our School of Art is open from 10 till 4 on Saturday again, and they've got all sorts. There's an out-of-schools exhibition, there's an exhibition of science fiction annuals and posters that's the Malcolm Garrett exhibition, and they can actually go in and take part in interactive workshops, such as the Being Jackson Pollock workshop, where they can actually throw paint at the walls and create their own artwork. So it's not, you know, books are not boring. You know, it's as interesting as you make it.
Okay, well, the website once again is mcbf.org.uk. Thank you all very much
Thank you.
For joining me. Nice to see you. Here's Niles Barclay on BBC Radio Manchester.